Michael Schammer, Sydney Morning Herald Rugby League journo, has been good enough to join me. Welcome to you, Michael. Thanks for your time.
No problem, mate. How are you going?
Yeah, good. So tell me, the fixture starts May 28 as expected, Broncos and Eels. The Storm v Raiders game, Saturday night. I am curious to know where, but do we know where yet?
Well, at this stage, it won't be in Victoria. Obviously, with the restrictions that are in place at the moment, they have committed to playing games in New South Wales and Queensland. So unless things change between now and the first game against the Raiders, the Storm will probably head to New South Wales to play their first game.
And rugby league people as excited about getting a resumption as AFL people? I presume they are.
Yeah, obviously we obviously good news for everyone today with the draw for the NRL and obviously the June 11 locked in for the AFL. It's exciting times. Sport's not far away now, and especially with this draw, the NRL have announced two rounds and then the rest of the draw will be announced next Thursday at 4 p.m. So a lot to look forward to in these 2 weeks that we're waiting anxiously for the football to start.
When's your grand final look like being, Michael?
Yeah, the grand final will be October 25. That's the date that they have locked in, which will obviously the final series starts in October and then a State of Origin series starting from November 4, running Wednesday every week for 3 weeks.
That's going to be huge. So where are the Origin games going to be played?
Well, that's stupid. Originally, they were supposed to play one in New South Wales, one in Queensland, and one in Adelaide. But things have been obviously turned on its head a little bit. And depending on the Cricket World Cup, if that goes ahead, potentially Adelaide could still host the game if it doesn't go ahead. So that's all still up in the air. Venues at the moment are obviously to be confirmed with a lot of, not just with rugby league. I imagine the AFL are going to have some loopholes to jump through in the next coming weeks as well. So at this stage, it doesn't matter where we play, as long as we're back, doesn't it?
It does. And do you think some players will still say no to the flu shot and not play? How's that going to play itself out?
Well, the last player in Queensland who had to get the flu shot to play was given a medical exemption yesterday. He found he managed to get an exemption based on a previous reaction to the flu vaccination. So now everyone who hasn't got the flu shot has signed a waiver and is free to play.
Nice. It's even if you haven't had a reaction, you're still allowed to get that waiver and play. So that's an interesting development in that.
Yeah, well, in Queensland, you had to have medical reasons to sign the waiver. Otherwise, you had to take it. So I think the only player who got a medical exemption is Bryce Cartwright, who's been in the headlines for the last 2 weeks. So, in New South Wales, a waiver was simply good enough to continue playing.
Good stuff. Michael, thanks for the update. Really appreciate your time. Michael Schammers from the Sydney Morning Herald.